From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama continues his trip in Lima, Peru, his last such meeting as president, focusing on trade and his successor, President-elect Donald Trump. Obama and other world leaders are attending the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, the APEC summit. On Saturday, Obama delivered a message to youth from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Trump, saying they must remain optimistic and no one can make things better unless they have hope.
I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States. But as long as we keep our democratic systems open, then the society has a chance to try something new, and then it can make a decision and correct problems that they see in the future, and progress will continue.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs within his administration. Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who is in charge of Trump's transition team, was on CBS's Face the Nation. He discussed a Broadway performance of Hamilton, in which a performer gave a speech criticizing the president-elect. Pence said that he was not disappointed by what was said.
I want to assure people who were disappointed in the election results, people are feeling anxious about this time in the life of our nation, that President-elect Donald Trump meant exactly what he said on election night, that he is going to be the president of all the people of the United States of America.
This Sunday, Trump sits down with Wilbur Ross, a potential Commerce Secretary, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. This is VOA News.